Welcome to Muscle Girls Inc., the next generation. Get full access into the world of women's bodybuilding, women's physique, figure, fitness, and bikini. Here are your hosts, Diana Dahlgren and Christina Voynich.
Welcome back to Muscle Girls Inc. This is Christina Voynich, and I'm now joined by my co-host, Diana Dahlgren. I would have edited that out, but it's much more fun when we're candid. So what's up, girl?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm good. You know, I can't complain. Yesterday, I was freaking sick as a dog. I usually don't have a messed up stomach, personally. Like, you know, Mike has got a messed up stomach pretty bad and takes, like, all the probiotics and blah, blah, blah. Well, I usually don't need to do that. But, dear God, yesterday, in the middle of the afternoon, I started feeling really nauseous. And then, no lie, I threw up, like, all the food I ate.
Whoa.
The whole morning. So then the afternoon came along. And then I was like, well, you know, I'm starting to feel, you know, a little bit better, and I was going to go to the gym, and then I got a terrible headache. So, of course, you know, then I didn't go to the gym, and, you know, then you feel like shit when you don't go to the gym. You're like, oh, man, you know, I'm sitting at home on my ass when it was probably a good idea that I didn't go, because it would have been a really crappy workout if I would have tried. But praise the Lord Jesus, I'm feeling good today, and I've already worked out. So that's what's new.
It's so funny how fitness competitors are. We're like, man, I didn't get to go get in my second round at the gym. But a normal person would be like, wouldn't work out for a week.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, oh my God, I missed a day. No, that's awful. But I've been feeling okay. It sounds like your cold is better, yeah?
Yeah, it's been way better. I was starting to get better. And then, you know, it's like up and down with certain days. But I got a Z-Pack on Saturday because Supercross, the first round of Supercross was in Anaheim.
That's right.
And they have on staff, basically an emergency room there at each race. It's in a semi-truck.
Nice.
So it's called Asterix, and Asterix hooked me up with a Z-Pack because all the riders are getting sick with colds during the wintertime, you know? So thank God I started taking another Z-Pack, so we'll see if this antibiotic works.
But you do feel like it's working.
Yeah, I didn't take it for 2 days. Unfortunately, I lost it, and I just found it this morning under the seat of my car, and I'm like, that's where it went. I knew I didn't lose it.
The things we find when we clean out our cars. I'm like, oh, that's where that went.
Exactly. It's crazy. Like I said, it's the first day back to us, or the first weekend back to Supercross, and girl, I was walking around all day, like, it's good. It's a good thing, like Supercross. It's my quote unquote rest day. But really, like, I couldn't even work out on Sunday because I was so tired. Because the way the Supercross works, the pits open up at noon, okay, and then they close at 6:30, and then or like 5:30. But then I have to go down into the show office, and the night show starts at 6:30. So I have to be ready at 6:30 for the night show, and that ends at 10:45, 11 o'clock. And then by that time I'm headed back to the hotel or back to my car to drive home. And, since I was up all day at 6 a.m. to get ready, then to drive to the event and then work it and go to the meetings or whatnot. Seriously, I woke up today and it was still hard to wake up this morning at 7:45. And I'm so glad that I had to meet my girlfriend at the gym, like at 8:30, because I would have not woke up. I'm still recuperating. Like, I'm just exhausted.
Oh, now when's the next race that you have to go to?
This weekend, every single weekend.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Every weekend from now until when?
Till May 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Oh my God. How the hell do you do it?
Girl, seriously, I don't know, because I'm usually used to just like for my promo events, like Monster, for instance. When I work for Monster, all I'm doing is standing at the rig and smiling the whole day and taking pictures, right?
Right.
Or like waving at cameras. Just like not the hardest of work, you know? But being Miss Supercross, like, you're walking around the pits all day. Not only are you taking pictures and talking with everyone, but it's like you're constantly on the move. Like everything's like you got to go, and then you get a call and you're like, you got to run to where they are because they need you ASAP. And it's like, it's not a joke. So the last Saturday that I have is May 5th. And, you know, I only have 2 weekends off, the weekend of Easter and then the weekend after the Arnold.
My goodness.
Yeah. So.
You know what really sucks, too? So the weekend of the Arnold, right? You're in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And I'm so bummed because, like, I'll probably be at the Arnold and my freaking family is all in St. Louis. And, like, that's my old stomping grounds. And I would love to go hang out with you at Supercross.
Girl.
In St. Louis. Damn it.
Last year, I'm not even joking with you. I have to say this to you. I'm not even. St. Louis is so thug.
It's so thug? Oh, yeah.
Girl, like, straight up, I thought I was going to get shot on the way down to the area where you go to all the bars and stuff.
Oh, that's because you were driving through probably East St. Louis. For anyone that is familiar with the St. Louis area, downtown St. Louis is great. Like, the landing, you know, like, where the arch is and where, like, the river is on the other side, on the St. Louis side, right?
Okay, well, I'm talking about the stadium side, where the stadium is.
Yeah, but there are some places you got to drive through where you're a little.
Oh, and that's not the only thing. Is I was all, remember the guy that I was, that I would talk about and that I was seeing in Kentucky?
Yes.
Okay, well, in St. Louis, that was like right when we had. Remember that story I told you how I went back to my hotel room, took off all my makeup, and then all of a sudden got the call?
Right.
Okay,
right.
That's it.
That was.
And I had to put my makeup on and walk and go get in a taxi to go to, like, I forgot the street name, but it's like this main street in St. Louis where all the bars are.
Okay.
And it's, so I head down there and full on the taxi ride. It's packed because of the Supercross race. And then it's like Saturday night. It's like a hot night to go out. So there's just traffic everywhere. There's like full on, like, lowered Impalas with like 24, 25, 26 inch rims on there. Like, there's some like that are even like bouncing up and down. Like,
oh yeah.
Like, it was like full on Nellyville. Like,
I was going to say, that's where Nelly's from. So what do you think it's going to be? Like, of course we're all thugs down in St. Louis.
Yeah.
All my love goes out to everyone from St. Louis. I love you guys from the bottom of my heart.
I was there too. So I definitely know what you're talking about. Like, but they live in, you know, like, I think a half hour away or whatnot, but. Yeah.
My family, we live about, like, 15, 20 minutes away on the Illinois side, not East St. Louis, but we live on, like, the Illinois side, so it's not too bad. Well, that's nuts with your traveling. I commend you. I don't know how you do it. I have a hard enough time traveling, like, every 3 months. I don't know how you do it every weekend, but kudos to you.
Thank you.
So this is really cool. So this is the first time we're doing this, Diana, and I know you and I are very excited. We have our very first listener call of Muscle Girls Inc.
Yep.
Yay!
And he's one that tweets us all the time.
Exactly. And he specifically asked after we, chatting with him that we give his Twitter a shout out. So if you're listening to Muscle Girls Inc., you also got to follow Jelani Kelly is his name. JELANIKELLY. That's his name, Jelani Kelly. And just like with everybody, you know, if you guys ever have any questions or comments or anything you like to talk about or a topic you want to discuss, let us know. Shoot us an email because we can bring you on the show just like Jelani. So we're going to listen real quick to the call that Jelani gave us, and then we'll chat about his question after that. So here he is.
This is Jelani, and I was just calling because I was wondering, you know, what do you guys take to the gym bag? What are, like, five essential things you need? I work out pretty regularly, and I know that for me, one of the things I got to have, like, my iPod or my MP3 player, my water bottle. I like to have my Versa grips. I even like to actually have clamps already for my barbells and stuff. But I was just curious, you know, you ladies being bikini pros, what do you guys take to the gym?
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jelani, for your question. So there you go, Diana. What do you keep in your gym bag? I know we've talked about the essentials whenever you're, you know, getting ready to work out or you're getting ready for a competition, you know, getting like a journal, getting new workout clothes, you know, like stuff like that, new running shoes or something. But what are some things that you like to keep in your gym bag? I did find an article with some suggestions, but I think it's cool first if we talk about what we usually take to the gym. So what's kind of your five things that are critical in your gym bag?
Oh, critical five things.
Okay, maybe not critical five things, or really just what the hell's in your gym bag? Well, we'll say whatever you put in there, you put in there.
All right, well, when I'm walking in the gym, I already have my iPhone with my headphones in, so I'm already covered there. So I have a water bottle in my, I have a big water bottle in there. Usually go through two of those. And I have a towel. That's really important. I cannot stand going to the gym without a gym towel. And then, yeah, I already have my heart rate monitor on. And then usually what I keep in my gym bag is chapstick. I cannot work out. I cannot function without chapstick. And extra headphones if mine break, and hair ties and tampons and
That's a good one, because for those of us women, there are times when you're at the gym, you're like, oh no, it just happened, and I'm not prepared.
Exactly. So I got some of those in there. I even have sweetener in there just in case I go and I end up getting like a coffee or a tea. I gotta have sweetener.
Okay.
Yep. So I got that. Oh, girl, cannot forget this. The body mist. I have body mist in there because you know that you'd be stinking.
Nice.
Before, after, during. So I spray that on there typically after. Oh, and I always have an extra t-shirt because I do take my sweaty shirt and sports bra off, and I throw on a shirt after to go home and shower. So
I was going to ask you, you don't shower at the gym, right?
No.
Have you ever showered at a gym?
Bring all your shower essentials. Like I used to do that, but it's just too much.
You know, I've done that just a couple of times. It's been probably 2 years though since I've showered at a gym. The gym I used to go to was really like super clean. It was an LA Fitness, and it was like real snotty kind of. But you know, I would shower in the gyms if there was a time where I went to the gym and then I had to go to work, and I worked like in the evening. Like there were times that I would do that. But yeah, it's a pain in the ass because you got to bring your body wash, because I'm not using the soap they have in the shower. You got to bring your body wash and probably a razor and your face wash and your conditioner and your shampoo.
And then once you start doing all that, you're like, man, all this, my bag is so heavy. And like, then I'm like, oh, you know what? Then I'm going to get travel size everything. So I already have travel size everything. So I end up bringing my travel bag with me. Okay. And then I use all that. And then when I go to work, all my travel products that I use for on the road are gone because I've been using them at the gym the whole week. So I stopped doing that, and I just said, screw it. I'm just going to start going home right after the gym, or take like a dry pair of clothes with me that I can change out if I need to go run some quick errands. But usually I come home right after so I can shower, because I cannot stand being like sticky.
Yeah, I'm the exact same way. Well, I always have my iPod, like always. It's funny, like, I used to use my iPhone, and then I got an iPod, and well, I had an iPod like, you know, forever ago. And then when I got my phone, I had all my music on there, and then I put a bunch of music on the, I got like the new iPod Nano. Like, it's kind of small, but it's got the colored touchscreen on it. And I don't know how the transition happened, but for some reason now all Mike's music is on it, and he uses it, and I still use my phone. I don't really know how that happened. I think I just need to go buy him one now. But I always have that with me. I'm trying to think. I always have water. I usually have. I'm one of those people, I like to keep my gym bag with me when I'm working out. You know, I know it's weird. I know that some gyms, like if there's a Lifetime Fitness by anybody, I know sometimes at Lifetime Fitness they won't let you carry your gym bag on the floor with you. Which is kind of weird, but I keep my bag with me like at all times. So I've got my music. I got two sets of headphones, like you said, just in case, because there's been times where one is broken in the middle of a freaking workout. And I can't listen to the gym music. I can't.
And then people come up to you. And it's like, God.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I always also put an extra hat, like a baseball hat, in my bag, because usually if it's going to be like a more hardcore workout, I'm probably not going to want to talk to anybody. So if I had my headphones in and I have my hat on, even if someone tries to come up and talk to me, I just pretend like I can't see them because I got my hat so low. And usually it works. And it's not that I'm being a bitch. It's just like, oh man, maybe she can't hear me. Maybe her music's up too loud, right? And it's like, no, I can feel you standing right next to me, but I'm still not going to listen. I'm in the middle of something important. Bring that. I bring lotion. I always have lotion with me because there's been times I get to the gym, I'm like, you know, my elbows are ashy. And you don't realize it till you get there. When you like take your clothes off, I'm like, oh man, I always have lotion. Yeah, I always have some type of perfume or body spray or something afterwards. I always bring bobby pins. I don't need the hair ties because I don't have long hair. But if I want to pin my hair back, I always have bobby pins. I usually bring my little thing of makeup, which has, you know, just in case, like you said, you're going somewhere after, I just bring like my little travel thing with makeup, and I've got like chapstick and stuff in there too. I'm trying to think. Oh, I have these, Optimum Nutrition has these amino chewables. I don't know if you've seen them.
Mm-mm, I've never seen those.
They are amazing. They kind of look like Tums, like Big Tums, like the antacid, but they're kind of sweet and tangy, and it's just amino acids. There's nothing else in these. And it's sweetened with sucralose, but there, I mean, there's no sugar. There's like 5 calories in 2 of them. It's like no carbs, nothing. And it's literally just amino acids. I think it's 1 gram per 2 like little tablets you can eat. And they kind of crumble like Smarties or Sweet Tarts. And so if I'm, you know, if I kind of have a sweet tooth or I want a different taste in my mouth, I'll pop a couple of those during my workout because they're amino acids. And that's going to help just with the building blocks of protein as it is. So I keep that. And then I usually have, for me, because I'm hypoglycemic, I always keep some sort of candy in my bag in case I have like some sort of, you know, a sugar attack, or I keep an extra thing of Gatorade in there just in case, you know, my sugar goes low. But that's usually it for me. Sometimes I keep a little towel in there, and sometimes I keep like an extra shirt. But at that point, there's so much crap in my bag. I'm like that girl with the big ass gym bag.
Exactly. Like,
what does she have in there? Oh, my gloves are important. I actually just got a pair of Versa grips today. So I'm going to try them out next week when I do back again. And definitely headphones, iPhone or iPod music, the gloves, the grips, and
I have ab straps in my bag too. I forgot about that.
Oh, ab straps. That's good. That's very good. Yeah, I think on this list that I see, it's pretty much the same thing. It says membership card, which is pretty self-explanatory. That one's on my keychain, so I usually don't worry about that. Like when you know, swipe in. It says water bottle. It says bring something like a yoga mat or swimming goggles or lifting gloves, depending on, you know, what you're going there for. It says to bring flip-flops for the shower. I'm not showering, so no thanks. Towels if the gym doesn't give them to you. Toiletries. It also says clean underwear, which might not be a bad idea.
You know what? That's really not a bad idea. I used to do that, you know, because my panties are sweaty. But the thing about that is I wear pants to the gym. I always wear spandex pants to the gym. And it's such a hassle to, like, bend over. I know this sounds so stupid after I get done with a hard workout, but really I'm just tired. I have to go down. I have to unzip the ankle things. And I have to take off my shoes. And then I have to take off my pants. And then it's like, take off my panties and put new panties on. Then put my pants back on, zip those things back down, and then put my shoes back on. It's like... No, I'm good. Thank you.
Well, no, if you're going to do that, you might as well just completely change your clothes.
Exactly. So yeah. I'm just like, but then I don't want to carry all the extra clothes because then I got to like dig through that stuff. So.
Except if I remember correctly, Diana, you should bring an extra set of clothes because remember you were telling us about your most embarrassing gym story when you you peed yourself. I love it. What were they? Gray.
They were gray. Out of all the, I seriously have one gray pair out of all my clothes.
So you could see the nice little trinkle marks.
I peed on the whole thing, like, and then guess what? You want to know how much of a warrior I am? I went out and I finished cardio.
Yeah. Did you wrap anything around your waist when you did that?
I tried. You could totally tell it was all the way down my leg. It happens. It happens.
It does happen. That's lessons learned, though. I don't ever wear gray pants.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Another thing that they have on here is change for the vending machines. I don't know about vending machines, but I do like to keep a couple extra bucks in my gym bag just in case I forget a water bottle or something, or I forget a drink, or if I want to drink something with a little bit of caffeine when I'm there, if I need an extra kick, you know, I can buy that when I get to the gym. So I usually try to remember to bring at least a little wallet with some cash. that way, you know, I've got something to purchase with, and I'm not just sitting there, you know, exhausted.
Yeah, exactly. I try and stay away from the stuff that's at the gym because most of it's not gluten-free and most of it's loaded with sugar. So, like I said, I usually try to stay away from that. But if I got to, like, if I'm like, say for instance, I'm like a good month into my training, that's when I'll start getting more like where I need more calories, but unfortunately I can't have more calories. So sometimes there'll be, you know, like, thank God my gym has Powerade Zeros because of the electrolytes, because there will be times when I'm on cardio and I'll just feel like I'm getting, like, really weak. So I go and get those electrolytes that I need.
That's good. That's good. A lot of times, you know, it's good. You got to have a little bit to, you know, keep you going just in case.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I want to talk really quick about, like, gym etiquette. Have you had any issues with gym etiquette since the New Year's has started?
As far as, like...
like, people at the gym. Is there a lot of people at your gym now? You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, at certain times there is, like, right after the work hour or whatnot, but, like, most of the time I go to the gym when it's not busy, but like last night I went with my boyfriend and it was busy. So.
Okay. I just wasn't sure. Cause a lot of times, you know, when in the, it's the first of the year, a lot of times there's crazy people in the gym or people that have never been there. For example, I was working out the other day. This will be the last fun little story. And then we'll get into the other half of our show. But, I was there the other day and I was doing like concentrated bicep curls, but I was doing them on the cables, right? And I was doing them to where my arm was extended completely like horizontal and I was pulling up with the cable like towards the top of my head, you know, and I was kind of, excuse me, holding on to the other end of the cable machine or the other end of the cable tower. Okay. So I was, you know, kind of almost like you're doing a front double bicep. Only I was just doing it, you know, with one. I was working my arms that way. Well, I was getting ready to do a set, and there was a girl that started using the tower that I wanted to hold on to. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to let her, you know, do her set, and then I'll jump in and I'll use it real quick. I wasn't using, you know, the pulleys. I just wanted to, you know, grab onto the pulleys to kind of balance myself. Well, this girl seriously did, like, a set of, like, 30 reps. And I was like, okay, all right, I'll wait till she's done. She was doing like tricep pushdowns and then she does reverse grip pull downs. I was like, oh my God. And she did another 30. I'm sitting there. I'm like, are you kidding me? I was getting so frustrated. I was like, I just want to get through this damn workout and I'm going to sit here. I'm going to wait until she's done. Well, she got done and I knew she was getting ready to maneuver her hands a different way. So I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Can I just jump in real quick? She was like, okay. So she takes 2 steps backwards. I'm not kidding. She's like 3 feet in front of me now. Like directly in front of my face, blocking myself from the mirror, and she's staring at me while I'm doing this the entire time.
Oh God. So she wants to make you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Like it looked like she was one of the newbies, you know, like she just started New Year's resolution or kind of thing. So I was, you know, not real sure if she knew that she wasn't supposed to do that, but instead of just kind of, you know, walking to the side, maybe go grab a drink of water. I don't know. No, she's standing there staring at me for like my entire set. I was like, okay, this I need to get out of here. Like, this is awkward for all parties involved. It's like, because I'm sure she doesn't want to sit here and watch me, you know, flex my bicep in front of her. And but she doesn't know where she's supposed to go while she waits until I'm done. So
yeah, exactly.
Just wondering if it's been a little bit busy at our gyms lately, but it hasn't been too bad. I think it's going to probably die down pretty quick.
Pretty soon.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what happens. I feel kind of bad because sometimes I tweet things that people don't like. And for instance, the other day I tweeted, oh, this is like probably a week ago, everyone who's at the gym right now, fat people and little girls with their new pink yoga wear. And someone wrote back and was like, that's not very nice. I'm like, oh. I'm
you're like, I don't really care. It's still true.
I know. I'm so frustrated right now that I can't get on my cardio machine that, yes, I will say this.
Right. Did you apologize or you were like, no, I really don't care?
No, I didn't say anything back because I get so many tweets that like I've literally tweeted one person back and then I've had another person that tweeted me too and they say, why don't you tweet me back? Why don't you follow me back? And I'm like, oh my gosh, like if I had to follow everyone back, I'd be following 10,000 people. I'd never be able to follow
your friends.
Yeah, my friends are like, see what I really like, you know?
True. Makes a lot of sense. Well, that kind of does it for this show. Not a lot going on.
It's the off season for a lot of people. stuff sparks up here in March.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we're going to get a lot more, you know, stuff going on once the first show comes around in about six or seven weeks. So we'll have a lot more to talk about then. But we do want to give a quick shout out and a thank you to Jelani again. J-E-L-A-N-I-K-E-L-L-Y is his Twitter, for giving us a question. And we may bring him on. I told him, I was like, we may bring him on a couple times as our little male correspondent out in the field. If, you know, he hears or sees any good stuff going on, we may bring him on for another quick little clip. But
he always tweets my Diana Dahlgren Twitter too.
Yeah, super cool guys. So definitely thank you. And for everybody else, we can, this sounds like a cheesy commercial. Would you like your 5 minutes of fame on Muscle Girls Inc? If so, call 555. Kidding. No, you can send us an email at musclegirlsinc@rxmuscle.com, and then you could be on the air too. So Diana, that does it for me and you, sister.
Girlfriend, I'll see you next week, or I'll talk to you next week. I wish I could see you.
I know. One day we will.
Later this summer.
Exactly. All right, guys. We'll be back after this.
Muscle Girls Inc. The Next Generation. Hydrolyze Ultra, the leader in cellular hydration water. Hydrolyze Ultra water has been designed by shrinking and reshaping molecules to allow a faster and more sustained delivery into your cells. Our cellular water has gone through a magnetism and laser treatment process, along with adding electrolytes to our special ingredients. This allows all nutrients to be absorbed at a maximum cellular state. By using Hydrolyze Ultra, all nutrients, supplements, and carbohydrates you consume will be absorbed at a greater rate. Lactic acid gets flushed faster, and you'll feel fully hydrated. Get the advantage that top athletes have achieved. Try Hydrolyze Ultra today. Visit HydrolyzeUltra.com. That's HydrolyzeUltra.com. Visit ExtremeFitNutrition.com, the newest and hottest supplement super site. We carry all the major brands, including Species, MHP, PPI, BSN, Optimum Nutrition, Gasparri, and many more. Low on cash? No problem. ExtremeFitNutrition.com offers competitive prices that our competitors can't beat. Now you can supplement your diet without having to supplement your bank account. Here's some of our specials. Buy $100 worth of Species products or metabolic nutrition and get a free t-shirt and bag. Buy $200 worth of PSN products and receive a PSN t-shirt and shaker bottle. Check out ExtremeFitNutrition.com for more great deals. Visit us at the 2011 Olympia Expo. Stop by booth number 322 and meet IFBB pros Bethany Wagner, Guy Cisternino, Tiana Gonzalez, and Gina Trociano. Remember, there's only one extreme. Visit ExtremeFitNutrition.com now. Fusion Bodybuilding makes bodybuilding's strongest supplements, and they're committed to giving back to you. Fusion Bodybuilding not only want to promote the bodybuilding lifestyle, but they also want to help build the sport. Bodybuilding is all they do. It's their obsession. You know the feeling. That's why you're here. Visit Fusion Bodybuilding at FusionBodybuilding.com or join in on the conversation on the Fusion Bodybuilding fan page on Facebook, where you'll find IFBB Pro Q&As, contest giveaways, and nothing but in-depth bodybuilding talk. Fusion Bodybuilding, bodybuilding's strongest supplements. Head over to FusionBodybuilding.com today. P28 High Protein Bread is the official bread of RX Muscle. Are you looking to incorporate more protein into your meals or just want to enjoy bread again? Then look no further. Try the 100% natural P28 High Protein Bread. P28 High Protein Bread is a formulated revolutionary breakthrough product. Packed with whey protein isolate, 14 grams of protein per slice, 12 grams of carbs, 8 essential amino acids, and made with 100% whole wheat. Fear bread no more. Build a better body with P28. Order today at highproteinbread.com. P28 is also now available at bodybuilding.com and many other retailers. Order now. Highproteinbread.com. P28 bread. RX Muscle approved. RXmuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RXmuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RXmuscle.com.
Welcome back to Muscle Girls Inc. This is Christina Voynich, and I now have a very special guest. I am joined by IFBB Women's Physique Pro, Ladrissa Bonneville. Ladrissa, thanks for coming on Muscle Girls this week. How's it going?
Hey, it's great. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, how does that feel, being introduced as an IFBB pro? Does it feel pretty good?
You know, I'm still getting used to it, but I like it. I like it a lot.
You're like, say it a couple more times if you
can. Exactly.
Well, for those who don't know, you turned pro at the USA's this year, and which of course is a very prestigious spot. I mean, it's a very big show. USA's, you know, being one of the two biggest national level shows of the year. So, of course, big congrats to you. But I want to talk first about kind of what got you started into competing. We know you started in figure, and we'll get into, you know, how figure went for you and then got you into physique. But what was it about competing that you said, you know what, I really want to get up on stage in a bikini and some high heels?
Well, let me step all the way back. I actually started my very first NPC show. I was a bodybuilder.
Oh, okay.
I was a very small bodybuilder and had the form, the structure, the symmetry in order to get the job done. However, and won numerous shows, including the Ironman, which you saw me at. I swept that show that year I went and did it. But it was the amount of muscle going forward that the girls had that I did not necessarily want. And that's when figure came on the scene. I was like, oh, wow, I can walk in 5-inch heels any time of the day. So I was drawn into it just from the glamour standpoint and the training that I had to do versus training for bodybuilding and the diet. So it was a lot easier per se, but it appealed to me more. However, my structure is not that of figure, although I wanted it to be, but just getting down to the bare knuckles, it wasn't. Like, I was always too muscular to do as well as I thought that I should. So when Women's Physique came about, I was like, let's see, what is this going to be about? And so I contemplated and talked with a few people, of course, in the industry, and asked their opinion, and they're like, do it, you should do it, that's just for you. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, okay, let's do this. And revved up my training, went back into some of the moves that we used to do for bodybuilding to put a little bit more muscle on, a little more separation, and we went in with it. I already knew how to pose, picked up some more critique from different people, a little bit more style, went with it.
I got to say, it's interesting, though, that, you know, you starting out in bodybuilding, and then that was right when, like you said, you know, figure kind of came around. Which it's kind of cool to see the start of that. And then, of course, now being at the start of another division like Women's Physique. So were you at all worried in the beginning when you were deciding to do physique because it was so new? Or did you think, you know what, it is what it is. I'm going to go in and hopefully they like my look.
Well, I had a lot of apprehension. When I thought about it, when I saw it, when I read what they were looking for versus what they didn't want, and I said, you know what, I believe I can train to this. However, the only thing that I didn't want, and I'm praying that it doesn't turn into they want us to be just a smaller bodybuilder, because that's not the look that I am comfortable with.
Sure.
Like, I don't mind being completely muscular to a degree. I don't mind having separation to a degree. What I don't want to have is all of my veins popping out everywhere.
Sure,
which
yeah.
We can't necessarily help it, but getting completely bodybuilder lean, that's what I don't want, because I feel that women should still have a level of softness to them.
Sure.
a great deal of sex appeal to them, and a lot of curves, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Not looking, of course, if it jiggles, that's not going to win. That's not what I'm saying. But, you know, just having a good, tight form, having structure, symmetry, good muscle tone and separation, bam, you're on.
Now, you mentioned before, you know, when you first were stepping into figure, you liked the glam factor. You know, you liked the shoes. You got, you know, the glitzy suit, the glitzy earrings, the jewelry and everything. Were you a little unsure about then switching to physique where, you know, in a sense you had to hang up your shoes? I know a lot of women that we've talked to, we've even, you know, it's kind of heard through the grapevine that Larissa Reese doesn't want to do physique because she's got to hang up her shoes. And she loves that part of the feminine side of figure. So was that difficult at all, or were you able to still kind of bring some glam and some, I guess, divaness to the physique stage too?
I tell you what, so I'm in my hotel room at the Hyatt doing junior nationals, and last minute, like, I get the phone call, hey, you need to get downstairs right now. I'm like, okay, I'm on my way, and I'm running around. And my girlfriend's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm looking for my shoes. Where are my shoes? And she was like, I thought you were barefoot. And I was like, oh, fuck. Let's go. So not having my shoes, I will say it affected my psyche just a little bit. But you know what? With or without shoes, you know, I'm so sexy that I can do this, like, barefoot, like they have us. So it didn't really bother me. Actually, some of the poses are a whole lot easier when you don't have on 5-inch shoes.
You can do a front double bicep a lot easier barefoot
spiking your left calf, front double bicep, like, oh my God, in 5-inch heels. I want to see it done. I believe I can do it, but for all practical purposes, it's easier. It's easier barefoot. So
we will do that just for shits and giggles next time. Have you do a spiked calf with some heels on. That'd be pretty funny. Well, I want to talk real quick. You know, it's one of those things. Every single new physique pro that we've had on the show has kind of had the same story, which is interesting that this has kind of gone this way. But usually they are figure competitors who could dominate a local show, sweep it, you know, left to right, up and down, win overalls everywhere. And then the second they step on a national level stage, they place dead last. So,
yep, that's me.
Exactly. I want to talk about that because you did Masters Nationals out of 14 girls. You took 12th. And then you did Nationals last year as well. And, you know, you're pretty damn tall. And I'm up there too. So I know what it's like to be in the F class. And usually there's not a lot of girls in the F class, but ironically last year there were 29 girls in the F class in figure, and you didn't place top 15. So before we go into, you know, you then switching.
Thank you for reminding me.
Well, we're heading to the good part. This is the bad part, and then we'll head to the first part. But I want to talk about that. What was that like for you mentally, knowing that you looked good, but you were so much more muscular than a lot of those girls? And for those of us who are tall, you know, sometimes the tall girls tend to be a little longer and leaner because, you know, we just have longer muscle groups to have to fill out. But you've been blessed that you're able to put on muscle like that. So what was it like mentally kind of leaving those last two shows and thinking, you know, now what do I do? What was kind of going through your head?
Again, heart-wrenching, just not, and I had been out of the sport prior to that for like 18 months because I was like, I just don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I'm tired, you know, just mentally and physically. I've been competing since 2000, so once it came about for me to start again, you know, I did a couple of shows here locally, like you said, and, you know, no problem on the regional level, but going to the national level, I can't get past go. You know, I think I'm beautiful. I love my body. I love every year how it progresses. I like the way when I say I'm going to make this change, it happens. I put the muscle on very fast. And, of course, you know, it's hard to take it off. So I'm blessed in that sense that I can get it on. But, you know, just coming back down is not as easy. So now that we have the women's physique and I don't have to worry about worrying about my muscle density and mass, I'm good. However, I'm just really concerned moving forward what they're looking for, because they haven't said one thing since the start what they're looking for on the pro side. They haven't said. And so we've got a lot of the pro bodybuilder girls sizing down to get into women's physique. Well, what's that going to look like? I'm so honest with the, you know, people get upset with me, but I'm serious. I'm like, well, what's that going to look like? You've had this amount of muscle on your body for, you know, this long, and you're a bodybuilder pro. So we're the same, but we're completely different than the bodybuilder. So how's that going to work? So you're going to have, you know, the same parable. One of these things is not like the other on stage. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to go bring my tightest package, tighter than when they saw me before, and work it out and make it do what it do.
You know, we had talked about, I host another radio show, Access Bodybuilding, with Aaron Singerman on RX, and we were talking about how Nicole Ball, you know, professional female bodybuilder, she's switching down to physique. And if you're putting Nicole Ball next to someone like Jillian Reville, who turned pro at Junior Nationals, Jillian looks great. She's a perfect example of, you know, someone that wasn't doing well in figure and because she was too hard. But the problem is now you put the two of them next to each other, and it's like apples and oranges. So are you, I know you said you're, you know, you're going to do you as you go into the first pro show, but are you worried at all about putting on too much muscle, that you will still be big, or are you kind of going to stay exactly where you are, you think?
Well, as I've been looking at myself over the last few weeks, I can, of course, you know, see the transformation coming from my semi-off season back into training and now being this close to the show. And, of course, you want to see different things popping here and there. And I'm like, man, those shoulder caps are out there, girl. What's going on? You know, it's like, right. Okay, I see the sweep. Where are we taking this? How far are we going? And my trainer, you know, he just nails me all the time. Like, you know, we're lifting this today. We're doing this. And I'm just like, oh, okay, no problem. You know, I don't want to get too big. You know, I'm a girl, right? And so, you know, we go through this like once a week where I say, you know, I'm just a girl, right? You really want me to push that heavy weight? And I have to just like bat my eyes. And he's like, yes.
Hell yeah, I still want you to lift that weight.
Yes, lift the weight. So I end up having to train hard, and I don't want to, you know, and as you know, as you move forward, and I've got several shows planned, you're only going to get tighter, you're only going to get harder, you're only going to get leaner as the season progresses. So I'm not sure where I'm going to end up, but I know what I don't want. I know exactly what I don't want. I don't, and when I see it, I'll stop and just move into a maintenance mode.
Got it. That's a good game plan. Instead of just saying, well, you know, I'm going to try to put on a little bit here, a little bit there. It's best to just kind of see how your body, you know, reacts as you go on. Now, we've talked about the training. So how has your diet changed as you're prepping for a show? Right now, we're what, about 7 or so weeks out from, you know, the Desert Muscle Classic down there in Mesa, Arizona, right outside of Phoenix. So how has your diet changed? Is it a lot different than when you were doing figure, or is it generally kind of the same structure?
Now it's moving more, we're cutting carbs, basically. We're just cutting some carbs down here and there. On my heavy lifting days, I'm getting some extra protein in, and just making sure that all of my levels are normal. So I'm, you know, basic diet, and we just tweak it a little bit. Basic diet being egg whites, oatmeal, protein shakes, chicken. I don't eat beef, and I don't eat pork. I actually don't eat anything that has four legs or over 50 pounds. That's my whole entire philosophy. So everything else that I do put into my diet is lean, it's clean. Of course, I'm salt-free. I love my coffee, so we have not cut that out. That would be a travesty for everyone around me.
Not just you, but your friends and family and coworkers.
Yes, my clients would, they probably would fire me. Just like, go away, I don't want to be bothered with you. So the diet mirrors, well, I can't even see a mirror. It's a combination of my old school bodybuilding diet and my figure diet. So it's a combo.
So you mentioned, you know, not eating anything with four legs or over 50 pounds. Is that a moral, you know, reason, or is that a nutritional reason why you've decided to kind of choose that type of lifestyle?
You know, I don't necessarily eat the animals like that, chicken, fish. I eat a lot of course, and over 50 pounds, it just really means it lived too long, and I don't want to eat that. You don't know what's in it. So I try to keep my diet as pure and as clean as I most possibly can within reason, because, you know, we live in America, and it's the year 2012, so there's only so much you can do unless you live on a farm and you're growing your own livestock. And
If only we were, right?
Oh, my goodness. I think we would all just look so much better if we did. And a lot of my clients wouldn't have some of the health issues that they do. I'm a personal trainer. I teach yoga, and I'm also a clinical esthetician here in Chicago. So my clients, they would be so much better if we went way back to how it was, let's just say, 60, 70 years ago. So not that long ago, things were a whole lot different than they are now.
Have you been following this type of, you know, eating style for a long time, or has it been pretty recent that you've adopted this?
Recent, within the last 12 years. So
okay.
In 2000, a lot of things changed, and that's when I adopted this type of meal plan, if you will. So I stopped eating beef and I stopped eating pork. I don't eat a lot of dairy. I use a whey protein. Even in off season, like, I don't get a lot of cheese. I don't get a lot of the things that, you know, we crave. I don't eat that stuff anyways.
Okay. It was just interesting. You know, we haven't had any full vegetarians on the air with us yet. This is probably the closest one to it. So it's always interesting. I know we have people that listen to the show that are vegans. We have people that listen that are vegetarians. So it's always kind of cool to get, you know, some input from someone that's made some choices about their food, when it's not just about taste. It's about, you know, other thoughts behind it, other than it I just don't like the way it tastes, you know?
Now, when I started, you know, 12 years ago now, I only ate fish. And it was a challenge. I was winning, but it was a challenge for me to get that protein amount in on a daily basis, because I was limited. And then you don't want to get mercury poison and toxicities and all of this.
Sure.
So it was very difficult. And I remember I hadn't been on chicken for maybe a year and a half. I know it was under 2 years. And, you know, I was told, you need some animal protein if you want to fill up those muscle bellies.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God, I got to go back to eating this bird again. So I went and got some Amish chicken, and I cooked it up, and I'm on the phone with my girlfriend, and I was like, okay, I'm about to eat the chicken. He's like, you're so silly. You've been eating chicken all your life. And I was like, I know, but I think I'm going to be sick because I haven't eaten it in so long.
And right.
I tore that chicken up. I was like, oh my God, I missed this.
So would you, is this a type of vegetarianism? How do you kind of classify then this type of
diet? I just don't eat beef and pork.
Okay.
So I don't eat, you know, buffalo. I don't eat any, you know, deer, venison, none of that. I've had almost all of it within my life, but I just choose not to eat it. It's just not for me.
Very, very understandable and very interesting. It's always cool to get some little insight info that people may not know about you just from, you know, watching you compete and everything. Well, I do also have to say, you mentioned from Chicago, holla, because the first time, just so everyone knows, you know, of course everybody listening knows probably that I'm from Chicago as well. So when we were, you know, you and I were setting up this interview, I had this feeling that I knew she was from Chicago. The name sounded familiar. I wasn't sure, but you do live in Chicago. So have you lived here your whole life?
Off and on. I was born and partially raised here. I didn't go to high school here, but I went to college here. So I graduated from DePaul with a degree in finance, DePaul University. I went to high school in Vail, Colorado, and in St. Louis, Missouri. As a child, I've lived in several other states with my family. So I've been fortunate to, you know, get an opportunity to move around and not be just centralized here in Chicago. So I know what's going on, if you will, outside. Some people, they don't want to go anywhere else. I want to see what's going on. So I've been blessed to be able to do that.
And that's awesome.
Cool.
And especially to be able to do that when you were younger as well, and not just, you know, as an adult. You kind of get cultured a little bit when you're able to move around and travel and see the world when you're young. So I think that's great. Well, I want to, last question before we get to my last kind of three fun questions. How do you feel now getting ready to go into the show? I know you talked about, you know, just the I don't want to say the anxiety, but the apprehension to, you know, this is the first time you're going to see women's physique pros all on the same stage. And I got to say, we've said this several times on our show, all of you girls look completely different.
Yes,
you know, you throw every women's physique pro up next to each other, and everyone has a different look, a different personality, a different attitude on stage. You guys are all beautiful, and you guys all have amazing physique. So, of course, it's going to be very interesting kind of seeing the hodgepodge of all of you wonderful gals up on stage at the same time. But how do you feel physically with your prep and mentally getting ready to gear up for your pro debut?
Well, without sounding too big-headed, I feel like a rock star right about now.
That's good.
I'm good. I mean, you know, I have my days where I'm exhausted just from the day, but overall, I'm pretty stoked. Like, I'm excited. I've been blessed with a couple of different things. I have CJ Elite suit. She's sponsoring me this year, so that takes lots of pressure off of me. The two shows I did 2011, I had both of her suits on, so this year, 2012, I'll repeat that, and I'm excited about that. And then I have my protein, Proto Whey, is sponsoring me as well, so I'm an ambassador for them. So it's really awesome. I'm looking forward to all of the good things that are coming my way. And, you know, with success, you have a load that you have to carry, and I'm prepared. So I'm getting my rest. I'm eating. Of course, I'm kicking butt in my workouts, and I'm doing the best that I can to stay grounded and level, because sometimes, you know how it is when you're dieting. We blame it on the diet, but that's just really how you felt.
That's true.
Like, oh my God, I'm sorry, I'm dieting. Please forgive me.
It's carbs giving you a bad attitude. It's yourself giving you a bad attitude because you don't get to have the carbs. It's not the carbs' fault. It's your fault.
I know, exactly. So, but overall, I'm ready. I just booked my flight. My dad actually lives in Phoenix, so I get to be at home with my dad for the show. So I'm excited. It's going to be a good time. And I'm ready to do it.
Awesome. Well, I like to, like I said, in the interview, with three fun questions. The first question is, if you have to pick one type of music or one type of playlist that you like to jam out to when you're really trying to hit a workout real hard, what do you usually listen to?
An artist or just a style?
Let's go with the style.
You know, hip-hop. That's me.
Nice.
I'm hip-hop all day.
It's always sometimes good. Like, for me, Michael always laughs at me because I like a little old-school hip-hop. Like, I can't even think of anything. But sometimes it's a little too much. Like, that's kind of goofy hip-hop. But I like a little attitude. Kind of makes you feel like you're number one, you know, and that I always feel like you're in competition with yourself when you're at the gym, you know, and you're always going to win. You're always first place. So, it's always good to have some music with a little bit of attitude and a good beat to keep you going.
Absolutely. You know what? It's funny you say that. Right now, I am stuck on Black Eyed Peas. I'm stuck on the Black Eyed Peas right now, and that's not hip hop. But I always start my cardio with this, and then as I move into my workout, then I switch over to my hip hop. I can't even explain it, but it is what it is.
No need.
Feel good.
No need. That's wrong with that. So the next question is a two-part question. If you had to pick a cheat meal to have during the week, and this isn't like post-contest victory meal, this is just a normal cheat meal, what do you usually go for?
During contest or?
During contest, yeah.
Oh, let's see, that I can have. Pancakes.
Nice.
If I can have it.
Hey.
I know. No, one more. So have you ever had a chicken gyro?
Ooh, yep.
Yes, a chicken gyro with grilled onions and the cucumber sauce and some french fries. Yes, I'll take that.
That's a good Chicago meal right there.
Yes, it is. I know, yes.
So then after, of course, you win your pro card at USA's, what was your meal of choice? You know, like the big victory meal post-contest, you're going to eat until you die. What do you usually go for after you compete?
I really want, it just kind of depends upon what's around, but I'm always in the mood for hibachi, or I'm in the mood for Mexican. Like, those are the two that I want, you know, that's what I'm craving.
No, that's good. I'm digging the hibachi. Usually we go to some type of steakhouse afterwards. The hibachi, though, man, that's usually what we like to do, like cheat meal during the week. You get in trouble there sometimes with all the good fried rice and stuff, but it's good nonetheless. That's why it's called a cheat meal or reward meal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my last question, you know, just like a lot of the other women's physique pros, you struggled in the beginning with figure. I'm assuming at one point you had even thought to yourself, kind of, why the hell am I doing this? I'm putting all this effort into it and I'm not quite getting the reward. And obviously you found your niche in physique, and clearly that is, you know, kind of designed for someone like you, which, you know, is so exciting for everybody. So what advice can you give to a woman that is kind of in the position you were, that she keeps trying hard and hard and hard and just can't quite get that break that she's looking for, and is thinking about switching to physique but might be a little apprehensive because it's such a new division? What advice can you give to a woman like that to kind of keep her pushing forward?
Well, first off, I think that you need to dissect yourself and see if that's what you want. Everything is about a choice, and once you've made that choice, then you move forward based on the need of the choice. So if you're wanting to switch over to physique, do you have what it takes? That's the first question you need to ask yourself. Do you have what it takes? Am I committed to get this done? If I am, what are the steps do I need in order to see success in however long that it takes? If you know that you're deficient here, then you need to work on that. If you know that you don't know something, you need to find out who to ask and ask the right person and ask the right question so that you can move forward without having lots of bumps and hurdles that you have to go over. So, you know, you have to do a little soul searching. It took me probably about 2 months before, maybe a little bit longer, before I said, you know what, it's a done data, this is what we're doing, I'm switching over, call it what you want, we're going for it. And everyone who was in my corner, everyone who knows me, everyone who saw it happen was like, this is exactly for you, go for it. And that also gives you that extra confidence. So, you know, just basically doing some soul searching and ask the right people the right questions so that you can get an informed answer and move forward.
That's perfect. You know, I think what you said, you'd do it for you. I think that is a lot of people forget that. They do it because, you know, they want to prove something to other people, or, you know, they want to do it because someone else is doing it and they got to show them that they're better than them, when that's really not what it is. It's a very selfish sport, as everybody knows who's in it. You know, it's all about me, 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 but you should keep it about you. If that's something that you want to do and a decision you want to make, then do it for you, not necessarily because, you know, someone else is making you do that. So that's perfect advice. I like it. I feel like I need to, like, write this down and put it in our, like, Muscle Girls book or something. It's awesome.
Just quote me on that. That's
there we go. I'll put your name, IFBB Pro. Ledrissa Bonneville after that.
I
may throw a few other IIPB pros behind it just for the hell of it for you. Ledrissa, thank you so much for coming on the show this week. We are all kind of on the edge of our seats, of course, waiting for everybody to hit the stage at the Muscle Classic there in February. So we will be watching out for you for sure, and we'll tell all of our listeners to keep an eye out for you that you're going to bring the house down, and we'll all be rooting for you over here on Muscle Girls, Inc.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it a lot.
Thank you, Ledrissa. Well, everybody, that does it for this episode of Muscle Girls, Inc. As always, you can shoot us your topics and suggestions. And like I said earlier last week, we're actually going to have some listeners on here in the near future with their questions and comments as well. So if that's you and you want to get on the air, or if you have any questions for us, you can shoot us an email, musclegirlsinc@rxmuscle.com, or you can find us on Twitter at Muscle Girls Inc. as well. So that does it for this episode, and until then, we will see you next week.
Muscle Girls Inc. is a presentation of rxmuscle.com.